Just wanted to add that I'm sure, as we've been saying, that this was not an easy decision for Abraham to make, to separate himself from his family. But I agree with you, Brother Tony, that this is probably something that the Lord allowed the strife to come in, because he may not have separated himself otherwise. And I think God knew that if Lot had continued with Abraham longer, he would have had a negative influence on him. We think of those that left Egypt with the mixed multitude and the influence that they later had on the children of Israel, because it's immediately after the mixed multitude is mentioned in Numbers, I think 11, that it says that the people wept and they wanted to go back to Egypt. And so God knew that. And God knew here that the influence that Lot could have, because again, his heart had not been right for a long time. He was just following along, as we've been saying. And God knew that this influence would ultimately have a negative impact on Abram. And so God intervened and worked even this strife for good. This difficulty that came in, God used it for good to bring Abraham to the point where he realized that he would need to separate himself from Lot. And it worked out together again for good, so that Lot and Abraham would not be together for a period of time. He would bring them back together again. But again, I think the point here is that that God worked this together for good, so that Lot would not have a negative influence on Abram. And we have to think sometimes in our lives, the mixed multitudes that we allow to come into our lives, believers, unbelievers rather, and certainly sometimes even believers, those that are not strengthening us, those that are hindering us, those that are bringing us down, those that are getting us to try to do other things when we know we should not be doing those things. We have to look at what is in my life. Who are the people that I allow in my life to influence me, and to side with those that are building me up rather than those that are bringing me farther away from the things of the Lord, whether they're unbelievers and even sometimes, sadly, believers.
See, this is the proverbial fork in the road for Abram and for Lot. But God had brought the heart of Abram to a certain point. And he does the same thing with us as believers. We reach a point where we have to make a decision. And Abram made the right decision. Now, let's look at Lot here. It says that Lot lifted up his eyes. We have to ask ourselves, what are we seeing? You know, what kind of perspective do we have as young believers? Most of you are at very critical stages in your lives. You have to make decisions as to what college I should go to. Some of you are making decisions in the next few years as to marriage, where should I live. And these are very critical decisions that will affect you for many, many years. But Lot, it says here, he lifted up his eyes. He was a man that was after this world. He was a man that's after nature. He's a man that was after material things. So what did he do? He saw, or he beheld, all the plain of Jordan. He saw the tangible things that are here on the earth. And I believe that Abram, you know, this is quite a noteworthy thing to do. Brother Emil pointed out that from the moment that Terah died, Abram was taking the lead. And the tendency for the man that is after the flesh, or the natural man, is if I'm in charge, if I'm leading, and there's a decision to be made, I would say, not you choose first, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to take. Because it would have been okay if Abram said, I'm going to go to the right. Because they still would have been separated, right? Lot would have gone to the left. But Abram's heart, and this now again is showing us that the condition of Abram's heart has changed. He's here really as a man of faith, believing that no matter what Lot does and what he chooses, God has promised the better half, the better part for him. So he says, you choose. And Lot chose exactly what many of us would have chosen. Give me the well-watered plains of the Jordan. Don't you know, Abram, I've got this huge entourage with me, all of these animals. Why wouldn't I want to be where the plains are well watered, where there can be tremendous grazing for my animals and a place of comfort? We have to realize that if we're going to be those who are of faith, that we can't have a perspective that is just simply tied to this world. Because as we go down, we'll see that after, see, God has to move out the lots in our lives. He has to move them away. He has to, you know, we have Christian friends, young people, that are in our assemblies, that are in our families, that are saved. We bless the Lord for them. But as you reach this critical age that you're at, some are moving forward. You have a desire to move forward. But some of our associations want us to stay in the same place. And it's only when there's this separation that God will come in. Because you'll see later on that almost immediately after Lot chooses and he's gone, God comes back to Abram. And if we want to hear the voice of God, and we want to know the will of God for our lives, and the directions that we should take, we have got to separate from those who see things purely in a natural way, things tied to this world, so that God can give us the spiritual blessings he has for us.
I just want to share two verses that support what has been said. In Philippians 2, verse 3, we read exactly what Abraham is his mindset or his heart at this time is the heart of a man who hasn't even come, the heart of Christ. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, which is what they were leading into. And certainly Abram could have taken over Lot, and if he wanted to go through the fighting way, I'm sure he would have won, because in verse 2 he was very rich and Lot just had cattle. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Here Abram, who was in fact greater than Lot in possession and in faith also, esteemed himself lower than Lot. And what an amazing thing this is. What a perfect character of Christ. And the other verse is one of my favorites, talking of Abram's faith in God now. Whereas in the famine, he went down to Egypt to find the good land because he was worried about running out of food or whatever for his cattle. Now he recognizes that in verse 32 of chapter 8, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also freely in him give us all things? So it's the same mindset, this same God that spared him from Pharaoh, which everything turned around on him. He was hoping his wife, he wouldn't be killed for his wife. It all turned around on him, and there God intervened. And how wonderful a thing, and the same thing for each one of us, that we were in sin, and God intervened. So it's such a wonderful thing to see a man in the Old Testament, and his characteristics are explained in the New Testament of a godly Christian. And on the other side, we have Lot, who just turned around and went back to the land of Egypt, as we see in the end of verse 10. Not to Egypt, but it was like Egypt.
On that, you know, I think that the flip side of what has been discussed, we've talked a lot about Abram and how his response to basically saying to Lot, you know, if you choose the left, then I'll go right, and if you go right, I'll choose left. As much as it revealed the heart of Abram, I think it also clearly revealed the heart of Lot. You one would suspect that his attitude would have been, no, Uncle Abram, I mean, everything that I have, all the possessions and all the riches that I have come as a result of my association with you. I mean, I'm rich now, I have all these herdsmen, I have all this cattle, I have all these riches, and all of it comes as a result of my association with you. So no, you choose, and then, you know, I'll take the part that you don't want. But we don't see that that's the heart of Lot at all. And right after Abram says what he says in verse 10, it says Lot looked up and saw, and then he makes his choice. So I think the question for us all as we go through this chapter, and it's a very personal one, is to ask ourselves, who am I more like? You know, am I more like Abram, or am I more like Lot? And am I the type of believer that is one who's willing to make the tough call, who's willing to take what looks like a loss in the short term for the long term gain and the long term blessing of the Lord, or am I the type of Christian who wants what I want, but I can smooth on a little bit of Christianity on top of it? Who's going to seek my own gain, seek the things that I want, and try to put a godly sprinkle on top? And so I think that that's really the challenge for us today, is that, as I said earlier, these are both believers, Abram and Lot. And so I think the question for us, each of us can answer for ourselves, is, you know, who am I more like? Am I more like Abram or like Lot?